Your Majesty, said Bitby, I must now inform you that I have told all I can of the stories illustrating King Hoschang's precepts. To be sure, there are many more stories, and in fact some tellers claim the storehouse is limitless, being constantly replenished. But in your case, sire, the cornucopia must for a time cease. There is now an operative prohibition upon my reciting more. Why is that? You will naturally want to ask, and so I shall answer you. Kings are seldom denied the objects of their desire. But please remember that here we are dealing with a type of medicine, and not a sweet meat for your royal delectation. This medicine has its own requirements of operation, Your Majesty, and one of these is time. Time to gain effect. We must observe, therefore, whether the stories of the past 2 days act beneficially on your humanity. Meanwhile, you could do worse than to repeat to yourself, silently or aloud, in your own words, whatever you remember of what you heard, but without the added process of interpretation. I must emphasize this last point. My stories require at this stage no extra commentary, wretched imaginings, or rapid guesswork by you, me or anyone else. The very worst habit would be that of moralizing away the effective substance. Thus the urge to tag tidy little rationalizations, persuasive formulas, intellectual summaries, symbolical labels, or any other convenient pigeonholing device must be steadfastly resisted. Mental encapsulation perverts the medicine, rendering it impotent. It amounts to a bypass around the story's true destination. To explain away is to forget. It is also a type of hypocrisy, poisonous, an antidote to truth. Thus, let the stories which you can remember do their own work by their very diversity. Familiarize yourself with them, but fiddle with them not. Have I made myself quite clear on this point, Your Royal Highness?